After the king read, he read the letter over and over again. He wrote back a letter to the Prophet ﷺ, telling him that I have read your letter, and I have read the ayah that you have mentioned in the letter. Ya ahl al-kitab, qul ya ahl al-kitab ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum an la na'budu illa Allah. To the end of the ayah, that O people of the book, come with us. Let's agree that we will worship no one except other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not take one another as gods aside from Allah. If you deny this message, then at least fashhadu bi anna muslimun, bear witness that we are Muslims. And we said that Muqawqas, he read the letter, and he wrote back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a letter saying, and of course Hafiz, the same messenger, he delivered the letter from Muqawqas, the king of Egypt, to Muhammad Rasulullah. And we said it's amazing that he addressed him as Rasulullah. And he said, I read your letter and I was surprised. I thought the final prophet, or the prophet of the end of time, was going to come out of Egypt. Of Asham, just like the prophets before him. I did not expect him to come out of Arabia. And I, after reading the verse you sent me, I figured out that this cannot be the words of man. And I know you are a prophet, I believe you. But, and we said this is the dangerous but, that we know that this is the right thing, but we're not going to do it because of whatever. But I'm not going to lose my kingdom to follow you. If I follow you, then my people will hurt me. My people will not be happy with me, and my kingdom will fall apart, so I'm not going to follow you. Instead, I will send you some gifts. And he sent him some, as we said, silk, expensive silk, some money, and two of his best servants at the castle, which happened to be, as we said, subhanAllah, this is the nasib, the destiny, Maria and her sister Sirin. That's what we said last night. Now, Hafiz, the messenger of the Prophet ﷺ, was taking the money and the silk and the two ladies to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina. But these two ladies, Maria and Sirin, were feeling bad. Of course, they left their country, they left their family, they left everything. They're heading to a place they have never been to, and they do not know what to expect. And they're imagining what kind of, you know, a man Muhammad is, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were scared, of course, and they left their country and all this. So Hafiz felt that, and he wanted to calm them down, especially Maria. She was really scared. He wanted to tell her something, and at the same time, he wanted to give her da'wah. So what did he do? He said, oh, Maria, long time ago, let me tell you a story. A long time ago, there was a lady. She had to leave Egypt, and she was scared, and she was left alone in Arabia with a small kid. You know who he was talking about? Who was he talking about? Hajar. And her story is very similar to your story. She left Egypt, she got married to Ibrahim, and of course Hajar is going to get, Mary is going to get married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she gave birth to his son Ismail. And subhanallah, if you look at the similarity, Maria will be the only wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives after Khadija who gives birth to one of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children. Subhanallah, just like Hajar, she gave birth to Ismail, she gave birth to... So Hafiz was telling her the story, and she was getting more, you know, calm and excited that I might be just like that lady who left Egypt, and she did all this. Because of that, she became one of the greatest ladies in the history. Everybody knows about Hajar, and everybody knows about her son Ismail, one of the, of course, grandfathers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.